This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly. You can follow me on all of my socials by simply going to jamestharris.com. There you'll find the Clarity Report. You'll find my ex and Facebook and all of that stuff. Make sure you go there to get a follow. I'd appreciate a follow, actually, so I can get a follow. We are talking about the biggest story in America. I don't know what the rest of the media is talking about. I kind of scanned around. I'm like, okay, yeah. The reason why you're not talking about this is because you don't want to know it. You don't want the people to know about the scandal going on in Minnesota. You don't want to know people to know the depth of the theft that has been going on for years. You don't want people to know that the Democrats' fingerprints are all over this. If Republican fingerprints were all over this, oh my goodness, this would be huge news. And you know what? The left, they would have broke the story, but they didn't. The story was broken by a 23-year-old YouTuber and his 45-minute video exposing the fraud in Minnesota has garnered over 100 million views. Which makes it the hottest story in America. And yet the media, they're refusing to cover this. Especially corporate networks. CBS, ABC, NBC, PBS. Just silence. Nothing. Fox News has jumped on board. You've got a Newsmax. But I'm telling you, this is simply amazing. And the fraud, I mean the fraud. Many people are speculating that this is the reason why Kamala Harris chose Governor Tim Walz to be her running mate, because Lord knows he's goofy. Well, President Trump used the R word to describe him. Actually, if you've seen the videos of people rolling up on the governor's mansion in Minnesota, honking the horn. And just repeating the R word. Oh, that's no, stop it. Stop it. Corrupt beyond belief. All of the leadership, the Democrat leadership, corrupt beyond belief. And you still have liberals that are out there that want to defend it. Here's my problem. Here's my question. Where is the attorney general on this? I am so disappointed with Pam Bondi. I know. I may get many people upset out there in Jesse Kelly's audience, but I just gotta say this. We need to stop pretending. Pam Bondi didn't just miss opportunities. She ducks them. She ducks them. We can go all the way back. We can take Epstein. Now, before we go any further with Epstein, I just want to tell you that I've never been one of those release the files now. I am savvy enough, wise enough to know that there's some things we're just not going to find out about. James, no one is above the law. yeah, there are people that are above the law. James, we can't live in a two-tier system. We do live in a two-tier system. I would even argue a three-tier system. Epstein. Florida was ground zero, Palm Beach. Victims were everywhere. Whispers turned to evidence. Evidence turned to outrage. And yet, no sustained public pressure, no relentless pursuit, no bulldog insistence on transparency. No. What do we get? We got a binder with redacted names. We got influencers showing up at the White House. Hey, here's the information you've been looking for. No. Conservatives did not need a press release. We needed a prosecutor who wouldn't let go. Instead, you know, even in Florida, Epstein walked around for years like a protected asset. And the political class looked the other way. And here's the thing. Real fighters don't wait for permission, now do they? They don't say, well, this is complicated. They don't say, well, that's federal. They make it politically impossible for corruption to survive. And you know what? Even the corrupt do that. Look at Letitia James. This is complicated. They change the rules. See, I guess if you're corrupt, like you're a Democrat, you just go ahead and you just look, the ends justifies the means. With us, well, we want to make sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. But guess what? The I's are dotted and the T's were crossed. And still, what do you get? Fecklessness. Bondi stayed quiet when loud was required. Oh, let's talk about January 6th. For years, Americans watched as grandmothers, veterans, nonviolent protesters got frog marched, bank accounts frozen, careers destroyed, while rioters in blue cities were treated like misunderstood performance artists. Wait a minute. What have we found out? The FBI was a participant in the January 6th. We found out there were hundreds of agents in there agitating. Perp walk? Anybody? Who's paid for that? Oh, I do hear that you have some of the January 6th victims are suing Nancy Pelosi in civil court. We'll see what happens with that, but come on. Come on. Where was the outrage from Republican AGs across the country? Where was the coordinated pushback? Where were the demands for equal justice under the law? Silence. You know what I'm learning? I'm starting to understand that, you know, silence isn't neutral. Silence basically means surrender. We're at war. We got a culture war going on here. We got illegals coming over here stealing all our stuff. We got illegals coming to our country, killing Americans. And we got far too many Republicans that are just silent. They're silent because they've surrendered. I don't hear anybody out there talking about, you know, the DOJ being weaponized. I was yelling when Merrick Garland was over there. Oh, this weaponized. What are they doing? We've got no aggressive legal strategies that I can see. No leadership moment where the base is out here screaming for leadership. I even wonder what's going on with President Trump. President Trump comes out, Pam Bondi is doing a good job. No, she is not, sir. With all due respect, no, she is not. Frustration. Frustration. You know, 2026. Come on, hurry up, 2026. Give me a reset. I'm frustrated. I'm very upset. You know, you got millions of Americans. We're out there asking, you know, the right questions. We're asking, hey, what the rule changes? Why are the rules changing? Why are the courts refusing to hear cases on the merit? Why is the Maryland House, Maryland dad, you know, who was his name? Garcia, I forgot his name. The guy who was out here, you know, the sexual and trafficking people, drugs. The Maryland, yeah, Maryland dad. Well, he was in jail in South America. The left got him out. Judges released him. I saw him earlier today. He was at a press conference. No one is above the law. Stop it. And I'm looking over here at the DOJ and I'm like, well, where's Pam? And I have to be honest, I don't want to see any more press conferences with Pam. I really don't. I'm kind of done with the soft, the safe Republicans. I'm kind of done with the folks that are showing up at Mar-a-Lago at the cocktail party to be seen. I want action. We didn't go through all of this. I'm talking about MAGA. We the people. We didn't go through all of this to see, you know, to see this fecklessness. We didn't do it. And time is running out. Time is running out. And the Democrats have given you a big old softball. Especially with this fraud in Minnesota. If we don't use this power, if you saw corruption and you stayed quiet, if you chose safety over truth, it's time for you to step aside. We don't need more polished lawyers. We need warriors who understand that silence is complicity. We need people to understand that the republic is at stake. Corruption is that bad. Meanwhile, on the left, well, I'll tell you how the left is responding to the fraud. Coming up next, James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, sitting in for the great Jesse Kelly. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard at 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson, or, of course, on the free iHeartRadio app. You can follow me on social media. That would be X, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can do that by going to JamesTHarris.com. Also, we have the Clarity Report there. Now, my friends, we're looking at what's happening in Minnesota. We're looking at what's happening across the country. I just have to tell you, the reason why I'm spending so much time on this on the Jesse Kelly Show today is because mainstream media is not covering this, and this is the biggest story in the country. This is the story that is about our republic. We are patsies. We are working for other people around the world. We are allowing our government to subsidize everything, and especially these blue-run states. They are the ones that are, they don't care about the fraud. When the fraud is exposed, what do? Well, they run out and they try to protect the fraudsters. I've never seen anything like it. You have people who are, Mayor Fry? Mayor Jacob Fry. He's a Jewish fellow. Mayor in Minneapolis. And what is he doing? Who is he out there representing? Is he out there representing the citizens that pay the taxes? No, no, no. He is out there absolutely representing Somalis. As a matter of fact, so much so that he has even learned the language. Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum. How in what accent? Maaga yega wa Yarub Farid. Boko Magara Minneapolis.
Go, Laba, Sata.
Afarsham.
Maaga yega wa Yarub Farid. Boko Magalada. Minneapolis. Mahat Senet. Mahat Senet.
Okay, I can't anymore. You know what? I got to give him credit. At least he learned the language, even with inflections. This is a far cry different than Hillary Clinton running in front of some black folks saying, I ain't no ways tired. Joe Biden running in front of black folks, they're going to put y'all back in chains. This is a different type of pandering. I mean, I guess, you know, if you're American black, you know, you can come in there and talk about slavery and chitlins, and all of a sudden you're in. But if you're a Somali, you got to at least learn the language. I'll give them that. And this is what Fry has done. He's up here. He's speaking straight up Somali to these people, and they're responding.
For all of your incredible work, Mahat Senet, to the great people of Minneapolis. And I say that very intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter where you are from, Minneapolis should be a place where you are proud to call home.
Now, isn't this crazy? I have not seen Jacob Fry, you know, even after the George Floyd, but he didn't address black folks in his warm way. What about Native Americans who live up in there? The tribes, the original peoples. What? Why Somalis? Why all of this for Somalis? And even after all of the fraud has been exposed, when Governor Walz is asked about it, how does he respond?
The antidote to that is positive actions to improve lives that go against what they're trying. So instead of demonizing our Somali community, we're going to do more to welcome more in and welcome people back.
Holy cow. Oh, you know, they're out there demonizing our neighbors. So instead of what we're going to do, we're going to bring more of them. We're going to bring more of them. No addressing, no apologizing to the Minnesota taxpayers, to the Minneapolis taxpayers. No apologies whatsoever for the rampant fraud that he let go on. They're persecuting Somalis. So we're going to bring more over. I'm telling you, this is a sickness with the Democrats. It's crazy. And it's not just in Minnesota. Here is Mayor Woo Woo out there in Boston.
You cannot talk about any achievement that the city of Boston has had in safety, jobs, and economic development, in education, without talking about the Somali community that has lifted our city up. We are proud and we are grateful for our Somali community and for our Somali American neighbors. Boston and the country are clear that hate has no place in our society. We will use every attack to actually strengthen and expand the services available, to empower and work alongside our community members who are already doing so much good in the world and setting an example for the rest of the country.
Did you hear what Woo Woo said? It's an attack. It's hate, you see. When you point out the fraud, that is hate. You're being hateful. They're all in. They're all in. The only chance we have is if President Trump just cuts off funds. But you know what they'll do? Then they'll run to court and they'll sue the federal government. And then judges will step in and say, you know, on behalf of the poor people out there who are suffering, you need to continue to fund their fraud and corruption. That's what we're looking at. Where do we get this from? Where does the left get this from? How do they get away with this? Well, I have an idea. I do. And I'll share it with you. Coming up next, James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly between Christmas and New Year's. Yes, New Year's is just a few days away, my friends. If you want to follow me on social media, go to jamestharris.com. There you'll be able to find my social sites and my Clarity Report. We are talking about spending a lot of time talking about what's going on in Minnesota. Because it's happening all over the country. This is just the tip of the iceberg. You're not going to find out anything by listening to network news, to corporate news. You're just not. They've already moved on. There is no such thing as news right now in America. Not on television. You got a few half outlets here and there. You got to go to social media. You got to go to conservative talk. And when you do, you're not only going to be able to interact, you're going to be able to, you know, walk away with some questions. Like, why in the world? How are they able to do this? How are they able to do this? Part of the reason why they're able to do this is because they're in charge and they've got the control. If you want to know why Joe Biden swung the doors of the country open, if you want to know why we had literal open borders. If you still don't know the reason why, look no further than Minnesota. This was a monumental vote scheme. This was replacement. You heard the replacement theory. This is literally it. You're bringing in illegals from India. They can't speak the language. You send them to California to get trucking license. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. What, you're passing out Social Security cards like candy? Come on, y'all. Come on. This is what the Democrats are doing. And now, whenever you point it out, we will protect, we will stand against hate. So Nick Shirley, 23-year-old YouTuber, takes to cameras, exposes over $100 million, you know, in fraud in 145-minute video. And what do they call him? Well, he's a racist. But, you know, but Nick Shirley was on with Fox News, he exposed what this is really all about.
So it sounds to me, Nick, that Governor Tim Walz is saying that you and others that are out there trying to expose this, you know, you're doing it because you're white supremacists. What is your response to him?
Yeah, Tim wants votes. There are entire apartment complexes that, where white people have been pushed out of these apartment complexes because Somalians have taken over and they're inside of these towns like Minneapolis where they can go and go get votes from these people. And if you have 100,000 people that will vote for you because you're going to enable and let this stuff happen, and because you're going to call a white person racist for calling out facts, this is what's going to happen to a state like Minnesota. Minnesotans, they say Minnesota nice, but they are very upset. And I totally understand why they're upset, because they don't have a governor who's actually working for them. He's actually working against them.
This is true. This is true across the country. You don't have Democrat governors working for you. You don't have Democrat mayors working for you. They're working for others. And what's the goal here? To get them all in here, then to get them all dependent. And when they get dependent upon you, they have to vote for you to keep the gravy train coming. This is exactly what Representative Timmer out of Minnesota. He's talking about the early numbers. He's talking about the Somalis in Minnesota. How many of them are on actual welfare? And it is stunning.
Because they don't want to offend that population. And the early numbers that I'm getting in on the Somalis in Minnesota is 75% of the Somalis in Minnesota are on full government assistance. That's full welfare. The whole reason that the Democrats left the border open during the Biden administration was to allow people to come in and what they said would provide jobs, you know, because there's a shortage of workers. And I agree there's a shortage of workers. But you got a massive population in that one state, and the overwhelming majority of that population's on Medicaid, and then and other types of government programs. Even when Democrats say there are no illegals on Medicaid, I think that's going to be proven to be false.
Look in Minnesota, right, yeah. Chairman.
Well, we know we absolutely know that's a fact. Is he still talking? I'm sorry. We know that that's a fact. What was that? I forgot who was the Republican, Joe Wilson. You lie when Obama was talking about there will be no illegals on a good Obamacare. You lie. He's telling the truth. Look over in California. What, Gavin Newsom? He's boasting about it. He said one of the first governors to give free health care to illegals. Now he had to quietly backtrack on that because he's going broke. But this is the game. Representative Emmer, he's over here on Newsmax. This is why Biden opened up the border, bring these people in, pay them. They're paid to come to America. They're paid to sit on their assets, and they're paid to vote for the American or for the Democrat Party. That's how this works. And what's the response when you call it out? Oh, you're a white supremacist. You know how crazy this is? Back in 2015, when I was a radio talk show host in Tucson, Arizona, I was the first American of African descent to be called a black white supremacist. I thought that was like, that doesn't make any sense. You calling me a white supremacist? How am I a white supremacist? Little 10 years later, it's like wildfire. They don't care. If you disagree with them, you are a white supremacist. It don't make a difference if you black, Chinese, Hmong, it doesn't matter. If you disagree with the left, you are a white supremacist. So that's all they got. This dude shows 100 millions. Millions of fraud. You're a white supremacist. They're coming against our people. This is crazy. And I'll repeat what I started the show off with. Here you are sitting in traffic, trying to get to work, trying to make that dollar holla to make an extra buck. And what are you doing? The federal government's coming along and they're taking a big chunk of your taxes and they're giving it to people like the freeloaders in Minneapolis. Like the Somalis, 75% sitting up on welfare in the state of Minnesota. Instead of calling them out, you've got the mayor over there in Boston talking about these are our people and we will not stand for hatefulness. We won't stand for it. And this is exactly what the media, this is exactly what our education system teaches. They teach hate. They teach children, our children. They teach their children. Yes, I did say ours and theirs to hate America. It's part of the ideology of dependence. It's part of the ideology of control. And I got to tell you what, I am to the point, especially after listening to the welfare numbers here, they've all got to go. They've got to go. I'm not the only one that's saying this. James, how could you be so cruel? They've got to go. You can't come over here and live off 75 on welfare. That's not acceptable. That is not acceptable anywhere else in the world except for the United States of America in blue states run by Democrat governors. Oh, we've seen the great migration shifts all across Western civilization. What is going on? I'm telling you. And you've got some countries that are rebelling. I mean, you got Ireland on the verge of civil war. They're talking about they're bringing back the IRA. You've got to go. London's already down. England's lost. But we've got two things they don't. We still have free protected speech, and we had the Second Amendment. Thank you, Jesus. Coming up next, President Trump and the education system weigh in on this disaster we have burgeoning across the country. James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, sitting in for Jesse Kelly. You can hear my show, The Conservative Circus, in Phoenix and in Tucson, 550 KFYI in the Valley, 790 KNST in Tucson, of course, on the free iHeartRadio app. You can also follow me on social media. Just go to JamesTHarris.com. That's where all of my X, my Instagram, Facebook, my Clarity Report. You can sign up for that free email there you get. It's a way to give me some love. I love to be loved. Here's the deal. For 10 years, when I first started out, I was a high school teacher. I was blessed to be able to teach history, world history, American history. And because I was the first American of African descent to teach in that suburban school, they tried to assign me some responsibilities, like I had to coordinate the Martin Luther King Jr. Day for Black History Month. I'm like, I'm not doing that. They're like, yes, you are. Yeah, they kind of roped me into that. So I made a deal. I said, I'll tell you what. I will do your Martin Luther King Jr. Day program if you let me do a White People's Appreciation Day. That's what I want. We'll do your whole program, assembly, all that kind of stuff. All I want is just to showcase, in the four corners of the main hallway of the school. That's what I want. I want it for a month. So we cut a deal. They got their MLK Jr. Day. And I got White Appreciation Month. Do you know that the people are very nervous about that? Oh, my goodness. Of course, the BIPOCs in the school, they took umbrage with the whole suggestion. And white folks were nervous. I'm like, you have so much to be proud of. What are you talking about? Without white folks, we wouldn't have concrete. What? Yeah, that's the Romans, the aqueducts, all that kind of stuff. There are lots of inventions. There's what? The age of exploration. I mean, it's not that other people didn't explore, but you all bought little wooden boats and sailed across the ocean? That's crazy. The Straits of Gibraltar? That's crazy. What is that down there in South America? I think Magellan lost the ship down there with that crate. White people! Why isn't that okay to celebrate the accomplishments of white people? That's race. Oh, really? But we can have a whole day. You know, we got to have a whole month where we got to talk about black achievements. Stop it. Stop it. And even to this day, you got white folks still living in fear, living in cowardice, just, and especially if they're liberal, especially if they're, oh my gosh, liberals. Just running off of guilt, guilt. Meanwhile, you got people, you know, finding their way into an America and then hating it, coming here and stealing all of our tax money and spitting on the very country, this very country that has given them everything. Listen to this little girl. This is a little Somali girl in Minneapolis.
Support everyone, and because, like, people deserve to be here. Because we shouldn't be illegal when this is literally like stolen land.
We should be here when this is really like stolen land. Breathe. Stolen land. See, it's taught in the schools. They teach it in the schools. This is how they control. And this little girl, God bless her, this is not her fault. She has been indoctrinated either by her parents or the Minneapolis school district. This is how they roll. But at the end of the day, you know, that type of disrespect, I can't abide by it. Stolen land? We get to live here because this land is stolen. So that means we get to bring our whole people over here and occupy a whole region and steal money from the taxpayers because you stole this land. What type of logic is that? Well, it's leftist logic. It's leftist logic. And I got to tell you, this little girl, her family, that whole community should be deported. Gone! And all of these governors around here talking about how much the Somalis have contributed to our community and built up our community. That's a lie. That is a damn double lie. And it's time for people to understand that, you know, if you're American, you're on your way to work. You pay taxes. You're not on any type of support. It is time for you to speak up. You can't allow this. This is the way I love with President Trump. President Trump, when he was asked about, you know, what was going on in Somalia, I think this is maybe last week, he didn't play softball. He let it be known. People, you are proud to have these people and you calling them citizens and neighbors.
The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, is saying that he's actually proud to have the largest Somali community in the country, and his police chief.
Well, then he's a fool. I wouldn't be proud to have the largest Somalian. Look at their nation. Look how bad their nation is. It's not even a nation. It's just people walking around killing each other. These Somalians have taken billions of dollars out of our country. They have a representative, Ilhan Omar, who they say married her brother. It's a fraud. She tries to deny it now, but you can't really deny it because, you know, it just happened. They have destroyed Minnesota, that beautiful land, that beautiful state. It's a hellhole right now. And the Somalians should be out of here. And all they do is complain, complain, complain. You have her. She's always talking about the Constitution provides me with, go back to your own country and figure out your Constitution.
I'm sorry. I happen to agree with the president. I'm sorry. Meanwhile, you got Don Lemon down there interviewing Ilhan Omar now because now she's a hot property. And Don Lemon doesn't ask her about, you know, the her allegedly marrying her brother. Don Lemon doesn't ask her how she went from being worth $60,000 to worth like $30 million in a two-year span. Didn't ask about her husband all of a sudden was, you know, out there doing nothing and now he has a business worth millions. None of that. President, if you're afraid to speak up for yourself, hide behind President Trump's words. He doesn't, you know, he don't play. He doesn't mix around with that. He puts it out there, as you should. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.